This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebuing Ace Hardware. And Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Finally, a main highway in Sanilac County has reopened. On Friday, the work on M46 was completed, so traffic can now resume traveling in both directions freely. Rebuilding the bridge over Black River started back in February and was just completed. The Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation thanked motorists for their patience during that long ongoing construction project. Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation thanks motorists for their patience during the ongoing construction project. There was some sad news reported to the Elba Township Board of Trustees about Township's Fire Department. The Elba Township Fire Department Chief Mike Burke reported that Fire Station 1 had been broken into. There was almost $40,000 worth of tools that were taken in the break-in. He noted the police have a suspect and has turned in a claim to the insurance company. He also reported sad news that Dick Runnish, who's a former assistant fire chief with 27 years in the department, has entered hospice. In other matters, Supervisor Michael Bosky reported he had a Greenwood Cemetery meeting. He said he learned cemetery will not offer green burials, and the township has contributed $10,000 to the cemetery this year. A green burial, which is also known as a natural burial, is an environmentally friendly method of disposition that avoids chemicals, non-biodegradable materials, and traditional vaults. In a green burial, the body is placed in the earth in a biodegradable container, like a simple shroud or wooden casket, and the body is often laid to rest without embalming. The goal is to have a low carbon footprint and minimal impact on the surrounding land and ecosystems. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kendi, identified as Hunter Turbush, was reported missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m., barefoot except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kendi fire officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and Tuscola County Canine Unit, aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relative lived in Pennebach. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found Turbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he had walked approximately 5 miles from Kendi to Pennebach and was cited for minor consumption of alcohol before being left to sober up at the relative's residence. And we'll return right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with your one obituary for today. John Carl Leiprant, 100, of Southgate, formerly of Pigeon, passed away peacefully at his home Saturday, November 22nd. John was born on May 10th, 1925 in Pigeon, Michigan. He went on to marry Mary Mitten on March 3rd, 1951. He is survived by his daughters, Esther, Karen, and Patty. He's also survived by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as well as his great-great-grandchildren. A funeral service for John will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 29th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be made to Gideon's International or Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with the arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back with more news. Federal lawmakers remain divided over the Trump administration's latest peace proposal to end the Russian-Ukraine conflict, with several Republican senators voicing hesitancy about provisions they fear may compromise Ukraine's territorial integrity and long-term security. Critics inside Congress have publicly questioned whether the plan sufficiently reflects Ukraine's interests and have insisted on more transparency as negotiations continue in Geneva. And top officials from Ukraine and the United States have called their latest round of peace talks productive, stating that new negotiating framework was drafted in Geneva to address major challenges posed by the ongoing Russian invasion. The parties have indicated more discussions are required and that Russia's approval will be necessary for any lasting resolution, with President Zelensky remaining cautious about territorial proposals. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
So, Aspire Rural Health just put up an expansion to the specialty clinic here in Bad Axe, and I'm with a member of the team. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jamie Gettle. I'm the practice manager here at Aspire Rural Health. I oversee our family practice, pediatrics, and our podiatry clinic here that's brand new in Bad Axe.
And you have a new member of the team.
Correct, yes. So, my name is Dr. Devin Ricks. I'm originally from Idaho, and I am a podiatrist here, so I see anything from plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, sprains, fractures, anything you can think of regarding the foot or ankle. With podiatry, it's kind of fascinating. You get to work with anything from the skin all the way down to the bones, so all the different tissues and layers.
Stop in, we can schedule an appointment today, or you can give our office a call as well at 989-912-6810.
So what kind of services can we expect from Dr. Ricks at the Aspire Bad Axe Clinic?
So we'll do a full foot exam when they first come in, kind of get an establishment with where where they're at as a baseline. I'll take a look at their gait, the way they walk, and then adjust whatever needs to be fixed, what's hurting them or bothering them, we can get it resolved.
So that's 989-912-6810. The trusted choice for healthcare for patients and employees. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.